I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
This is the world famous Romero Road Warriors theme song.
Yeah, get in that car and take a ride.
How many nights were we heading off someplace, that, driving across the desert or the mountains at 1 or 2 in the morning to get someplace? And this is what I'd put on, just stay awake behind the wheel. I like it, Mike. Very good.
Well, driving Arizona in the daytime, you'll never get bored, especially this spring. It's going to be amazing. And I think maybe by spring break, we'll even have some show of spring wildflowers. I think it's going to be incredible this year.
I tell you what, if it stays this warm, it's going to be well before that.
They may be gone by then.
We're going to be blooming in February.
Well, we're talking about things to do to get out for spring break, encouraging you to get out and enjoy our great state. If you want to do things in a little more controlled environment, Phoenix Zoo is just... It's just world class. It's awesome. It's clean. The exhibits are wonderful. You can see the animals up close. I think it's one of the best zoos I've ever seen.
You've been a big fan of Phoenix Zoo for a long time.
And they just keep getting better. They really are. And then out of Africa.
On the 303, or is this the one up in Cot or Dewey?
Where is
Mayor?
It? Where we took the grandkids this summer.
Cottonwood.
And that was just really great. You'd ride the little train around. The kids all just, we picked probably the hottest day of the summer. The kids were just wilting. But we had a great time. I was still able to see the animals. And now they've added zip lines across the entire thing. So if you have a little bit older kids, they can just zip across and look down. That's a hoot, too. And Arizona, of course, up by Williams.
Yep.
So those are some things you can do that if you're not feeling like you can just get out and hike or whatever.
The zoo in Waddell at 303 in Northern is pretty incredible, too. I've been there a few times with the kids' field trips for school,
mm-hmm.
and we've never had time to go. We've got to come back on our own time, so we're not following a schedule. But, man, I mean, every time we go back, there's more and more, and they've got a ski lift as well. It's not a zip line, but it's a ski lift you can go do.
Oh, cool.
They've got a boat ride you can go on, feed the giraffes.
It's quite a bit different experience, if I remember. It's been a while since I've been out there, but you can see the animals up pretty close.
And they used to have a seafood restaurant there now, but it's a Dylan's Barbecue. And they've got an outside patio next to the flamingos and the swinging monkeys.
So you go
get your barbecue there on the afternoon, watching the swinging monkeys and flamingos. The kids love it.
Yes, that's what it's all about, getting the kids to love things. And how about Native American attractions? Man, we have them, you know, from one end of the state to the other. Right here in town, Pueblo Grande down by the airport.
That is a grossly overlooked museum.
It is amazing.
It is so rich in information about how many people the Salt River Valley supported prior to Europeans' arrival. It's incredible the number of people this valley supported.
And it's hardly even a walk to get out. I mean, you can get right out the building and see the ruins. You're not having to walk and walk and walk. So that's a really great one. If you go north, Sunset Crater area, Casa Grande. I skipped around. Homolovi.
Yes. I still don't know how they pronounce that. Homolovi or Homolovi. But that's a very interesting site. I think it's the newest Arizona State Park in the entire system. It's not that old. Very, very interesting. Just north of Kingman.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And you got Walnut Canyon. You can't miss Walnut Canyon. You got Montezuma's Castle.
And museums all along the way to bolster that. The Northern Arizona Museum.
And what's the one at Dead Horse, buddy?
Dead Horse State Park?
No, the one of the Indian dwelling above Dead Horse.
Ooh.
Tuzigoot.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Not in Dead Horse.
Right, just
above
just
it.
Outside.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
So Tuzigoot. Just tons. And that's if you want to stay in the paved trail walking system with museums. Now, if you really want to get adventuresome and you want to get backpacking into some of the sites around the state, well, you'll have to call me for those because I consider those secret spots. But if you and your family want to get to them, I can put you on some absolutely incredible hikes back into Indian dwellings and ruins.
And we have some natural history around as well. We started with the Grand Canyon, of course, Colossal Cave, Karchner Caverns. In southern Arizona.
Man, how that has grown since it's first opened.
People have found it. It's an amazing, it's a living cave.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be really careful going in there. They have some really strict rules, but it is an amazing walk through a cave.
Amazing story of two spelunkers from Tucson discovering it,
mm-hmm.
finding the family that owned the property, and keeping it completely quiet and secret for, I think it was like 20 years before they finally went to the National Park System and said, we've got something we think you need to see. It's an incredible story. So if you go to Karstner, get the book about the original two guys from Tucson that discovered it.
And you know what kind of is a cool thing to do now? It's kind of a, the farmers have realized that people really want to come and see them. So agritainment is now a new kind of a new word for going out and seeing the farms.
Did Julie Murphy invent that word?
Well, I have to ask her.
But agritainment.
Agritainment. But you can just, you know, if you see a farm you're interested in, you can just look them up online and see if they offer tours. But there's one kind
of. So the next kid I hire to muck out our stables, I'll just say you're being hired as an agritainment engineer.
I don't think it works quite that way.
Not I wonder if my dad could have said when he sent me out to the farm to work all the time. That wasn't entertainment.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Well, this
I get
is touring
it.
The farms. This is at mucking stalls. Like at Tomachoff Farms yeah. right here in Glendale.
Yes.
For $7 a person, you can go get a tour. You can pick something off the garden. You can plant a seed. You can pet the little farm animals, and you can take a little train ride. So, I mean, how's that compared to the price of a movie?
Romy, all you got to do is build a little train at your house, and you can start charging $350.
And if
that's
you want
a little way down the line at the Whitman Plantation.
Well, I'll buy the first ticket.
Sounds good.
Bring all the grandkids. And if you want to support the Farm Bureau, you can become a member. I think, Romy, it's $35. You just go to farmbureau.org. And
I think the consumer rate, it goes up from there.
Okay.
But the
just kind of the baseline.
The entry level to support the Farm Bureau is a $35 yearly subscription.
Which is it's very worthwhile because they have so many discounts. So if you're wanting to take these little trips and you have your Farm Bureau card, Avis, Enterprise, Alamo Budget, National, they all offer a 20% discount.
Wow.
With your card. There's a couple of hotels. The Choice Hotel and the Wyndham Hotel offer 20%.
Those are nice digs.
Yeah, movie tickets. The Verdi, you can, for 10% off, you can buy tickets to the Verdi, that train.
The Verdi Canyon.
Verdi Canyon train. Uh-huh. We've done that one. That one's really amazing.
It is right now because you'll see the roosting bald eagles on the cliffs.
That, you know, what kid didn't want to see?
They have some resident bald eagles that come back and roost basically in the same nest every year. So that's gorgeous to see that.
I don't think kids, well, they have a natural curiosity. But I think you kind of have to teach them to appreciate things. So it takes time to get out and kind of point things out. And, you know, even something like the sunset. Look at the sunset. Isn't it awesome? Look at that eagle nesting in the side. You know,
I mean, Game and Fish is stocking almost a million fish a year into the community fishing programs all throughout Arizona. All these lakes and parks you see all around town, you need a community fishing license for that. And get in there and wet a line.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what level of Farm Bureau membership, if it applies to everyone, but Sanderson Ford also offers an additional $500 on a new car purchase. For
if you're a Farm Bureau member?
They do.
Can't beat that.
What a way to support the community, right? So, what do you think? That give you, hopefully that perks your curiosity, your adventuresome spirit, your desire to get out and explore. You know, you could also do Dude Ranch. That's a little more pricey, but there are some fun Dude Ranches. Wickenburg has Ranchos de los Caballeros, which we've stayed at mm-hmm. and ridden. And the guy you ride with on that ride, she tells you all about the desert and stuff.
The
all
naturalist.
The different all the flowers. Tankaverde down in Tucson.
Tankaverde.
That one's a hoot. But, again, that's, you know,
we have to be careful at Tankaverde. The funniest thing about the night we stayed a week at Tankaverde one time, and one night I left the doors open as Jennifer and I just went for a little walk. And when we came back, there were javelina in the room. Hello?
Did you have to?
Don't leave your door open at Tankaverde.
Did you have to shoo them out from under the covers? Were they all tucked in?
No, they had not gotten tucked in yet. They were still patrolling the kitchen when we got there.
I'll have to remember what category I put it on under on our website, but we actually put together a list of Dude Ranches when we did our horse show. Y'all were absent for that broadcast,
yeah.
But we had found 10 different Dude Ranches, and you could probably just type Dude. Yeah, not probably. You can just type Dude Ranch into the search engine at Rosie on the House, and there's a nice list there for y'all.
Well,
no matter where in the state you want to go, even all the way up into Spruce Dale Ranch
in Alpine.
The White Mountains.
Mm-hmm. and Circle 2 in Patagonia, all over the state, depending on the, yeah, what you like to do and the weather you want to experience.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there. Enjoy. Been put in for a staycation, you know.
Absolutely.
And you get to take one of those without it costing you anything.
That's right. Only at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
We talked about making a rededication to Buying American.
I'm ready.
We were talking about that last week a little bit.
Have y'all had any opportunity this week to purchase something that took a little bit of diligence?
No.
I have not.
Other than groceries, nothing? No. Nothing.
I'm not much of a shopper, so I have to, it has to be intentional for me. How about you?
I'm not much of a shopper either, but I'm kind of getting a little thin on my jeans.
A little threadbare?
When you have, so my work jeans always are my worn out regular day-to-day jeans that I wear in the office. So when I have more work jeans in the closet than I do day-to-day office jeans, it's time to go shop. Well, for years, I can't even tell you how long, out of default, I just always go get Wrangler and Cinch. That was just what I wore.
Run the Sabres. Wranglers and Cinch. Wranglers and Cinch.
Their parent company is still located in the textile capital of America. It's out in North Carolina. But their manufacturing has been offshored.
Wrangler?
Yeah, for a long time. It has bothered me for a long time. But
Man, that's not right.
But I had always kind of justified it as well. If you can't get Wrangler or Cinch, you probably can't get anything else. So at least buy a brand that's still owned by an American company. But I set out to look. All right, are there Western-style jeans that are made in America I can use as an alternative until Wrangler brings them back on shore?
Did you find any American-made jeans?
So I started there, and I should have dialed down my search a little bit more because the first thing that came up was L.L. Bean. Like, oh, I had some L.L. Beans in high school. I remember them, you know, hiking and, you know, get them. They've kind of – they're – what I remember them for was their overalls without the top part. You know, they've got the loop on the side for the
kind
hammer.
Kind of like a painter pant
got the,
kind of thing.
Yeah, the pockets on the right-hand side. I'm like, I'll get those for the work jeans around the house. And so I ordered a pair of those, and while I'm on there, I was surprised at the variety of jeans that they offered, styles. So I ordered another pair of what looked like the closest to my Wrangler Cinch styles.
L.L. Bean dress jeans.
Right. They come on Wednesday. They're in the P.O. box in Whitman ahead of my birthday card, 3 weeks late. So I bring them home and I try them on. Well, work jeans, everyone. Yeah, those are cool. So then I try on the attempted replacement for rodeo jeans.
What did the girls say?
I'm not allowed to wear them to the rodeo.
Somebody might beat you up.
So the search continued. And after this brief break, I found three resources that I'm going to give a try to that from everything I can tell so far are American-made Western-style jeans.
Awesome.